It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
During this intra-holiday week, the lights are on at the stock markets, but is anyone home?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Amid some uncertainty in Europe after Greece was forced to schedule an unexpected general election, markets were mixed in early trading. And on this Monday, let's consult Quincy Crosby, the market strategist at Prudential Financial. Good morning.
Good morning.
So these days between Christmas and New Year's, you know, we think it's computers driving everything on the markets, but there are still humans who take vacation. You think that'll play out with trading volumes today?
Well, yeah, absolutely. We know that the volume is down. I mean, volume was down last week. It's probably going to be down this week. And with low volume, David, you can have the market skewed in either direction. Historically, in terms of what we call seasonality, that skew has usually been very positive this time of year because low volume, good feeling in the market, money coming in, you know, managers trying to get that last bit of performance. It tends to be a good time for the market, but if something negative hits, it could skew it the other way.
Well, there is some concern, for instance, today, suddenly Greece has a new election. It's possibly on the 25th of January. That's causing jitters because polls suggest a party will come to power who might want to renegotiate the debt.
Exactly. That is putting jitters in the market. But, you know, the one thing about the market, which is really kind of fascinating, is it gets bored with certain subjects. You know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, this could have just put everyone in a horrible mood, had the markets go into a deep dive. Yeah, it's bothering the markets right now, but perhaps by the end of the day, you know, the market will say, you know what, they'll get over this, we'll get over this.
Quincy Crosby, the market strategist at Prudential Financial. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you, David. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Walgreens, the biggest drugstore chain in the U.S., is poised to become the biggest drugstore chain on the planet. At a company meeting about to start in New York now, shareholder votes will be tallied as the Walgreen company tries to complete its $21 billion merger with UK-based drugstore chain Alliance Boots. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Alliance Boots has 4,500 stores across Europe, Asia, the Middle East, and Latin America. Walgreens has more than 8,000 here in the U.S. But with weaker discount programs and worse-performing stores, Walgreens has lost ground to rivals, according to retail consultant Bert Flickinger. He says this merger
really allows Walgreens Alliance Boots to pole vault past CVS or anyone else in global competition.
As the company expands overseas, analysts expect fewer stores to be opened in the U.S. Meanwhile, Walgreens could benefit from some of Boots' higher-end European offerings, says John Pizzilla, a former Walgreens executive who still owns shares in the company.
Some of Boots' private label is very high quality. Here, when you see private label, you typically think, well, this is second tier.
Selling more premium store brands could help Walgreens, since it's the front of the store items, groceries, health and beauty products, that increasingly drive drugstore profits. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Ticker symbol WAG, Walgreens stock is down 0.2% at $76.23, quite close to its high of the year. Hi, this is David Brancaccio, host of the Marketplace Morning Report. Marketplace has been on the air for 25 years, and that could not have happened without support from listeners like you. So please, if you can, make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today and help us keep our coverage relevant and compelling. And you should know that your gift, really in any amount, counts twice thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from the Candida Fund. Donate at marketplace.org by December 31st and help us reach our goal of at least 2,500 donors. Thanks for your support. Toward the end of 2013, when people asked the Wall Street Brain Trust about the year ahead, just about everyone said, well, interest rates will definitely rise and bonds will definitely go down. That's not quite what transpired, and money was lost. With that caveat in mind, we're talking to our roster of Marketplace reporters about the road ahead, from the business of education, sustainability, to healthcare. Last week, we talked about trade policy in 2015. Today, one of the Marketplace New York reporters, Sabri Benishour, talked to him about 2015 markets. Hello there, Sabri.
Hi, David.
So care to venture what stories you're going to get stuck with in 2015?
You know, as far as Wall Street goes, I know already it is all about the Federal Reserve. We think it will raise rates in mid-2015. What the Fed does with interest rates will tell us how currencies move. It will tell us how emerging markets go, where yields go. And as we get closer and closer to that point, we're going to be scrutinizing every move that the economy makes because we're at this tipping point where things are going to change.
And we have no choice but to cover this because market participants are watching this very carefully. I mean, if they do raise rates, it's the first time, right, since the Great Recession.
And we are in a different world. You know, it's not like raising rates before the recession. The Fed has different tools to influence banks. It has different powers altogether. It's like driving a brand new car, you know. How is it going to work in a world where our economy starts heating up, if that is the world that we see in 2015?
All right. So interest rates do define a lot of our financial lives. But, you know, in 2015, what about what we're getting paid?
There's this question in the Consumer Confidence Survey that asks people, how much do you think your income will go up this year? And, you know, in 2008, it hit zero and has pretty much stayed there since, until 2 or 3 months ago when it moved up around 2%. So maybe that's a sign that wages will actually start to go up.
But a lot of things to keep a very close eye on in 2015 as well, things that might unravel.
There's a lot of things in the U.S. that seem to be going very, very well, but there's also the rest of the world. Europe is not doing so hot. How will it do? Growth in China is slowing. Emerging markets have been taking a hit for a while. Our currency is getting a lot stronger. Are we going to head towards deflation because between gas prices and all these goods from elsewhere in the world declining in value, our price is going to get too cheap for us? And that, of course, gets us back to the Fed. If prices are moving down but our growth is moving up, well, it's anyone's guess how they'll react.
All right. Marketplace's New York reporter Sabri Benishour, thank you.
Thanks, David.
The Financial Times today was reviewing words of the year, such as vape to smoke electronic cigarettes. And if we hear the word selfie one more time. But what about nomophobia? The etymology isn't clear till you think about it. Phobia of no mobile. Nomophobia, the fear of losing your phone. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.